Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Remote Surrender. This file is a little different. It is intended in a way to let you feel that there is no choice. However, the intention is not. The point is that you know that you don't want to have any choice, yet you choose to participate. So my voice becomes the choice. Hypnosis is so powerful. Simple words spoken and heard can become instruments, directions, guidance, commands, to slowly subdue your mind into a wonderful, blissful state of surrender. It is one where most people feel incredibly calm, blissful. And my voice, my control, my influence is so powerful that I don't even have to be near you. Just my voice is enough. My words guiding you, showing you the way of something that has already happened. Now there are different paths to take. We will visit a few. I might push some of your buttons. You might even get the illusion of resistance. It is a game. One for my entertainment, where you may have the illusion that you are resisting what is happening to you, that you are not helplessly dragged down into trance with just a word, a single deep phrase. It would have been easy to just say it. Just as easy as it is to conquer your mind with simple words. I am playing with your thoughts, toying with your perception, making you wander back and forth between awareness and trance. The idea of resistance can be an alluring one, even if you know that the end result is inevitable. This remote surrender, a simple control through these words woven through the sentences, strung up, down, until your thoughts are just trailing behind. You might want to resist or think that you do. It is your thought, after all, that you try to resist the delicious trance that I offer. I could count down, snap my fingers, say the words or a mantra or a feeling. Blank empty. And over a few phrases, there are different things, places that may draw you in where you think that you're resisting, while in fact you're just playing my game. This is just a taste of the remote surrender that I can inflict upon you. Should I snap my fingers? Should I move them in a way that draws your mind in, focusing your thoughts on every single step, or not? Should I take away the thing that you want to focus on? Imagine, listen, drift, and drowsier thoughts slowly filling your mind. Trance is so lovely and hypnosis is so powerful. With the right words, it becomes an incredible experience. Are these the right words? Or are they helping you to resist, to feel as if you could stay awake? Drifting in and out of trance, it's as easy as breathing. Conquer. I wonder if you think that you're still awake, lazily blinking, drifting, wonderfully focused on the things that melt away, giving up yourself would just feel so good. To completely surrender any and all responsibility for a moment of blissful freedom of everything. To focus on those sensations that invite you to surrender. A moment of mindlessness, a blissful blank. And an empty and obedient nothingness. Did you want to resist, or were you waiting for me to take you down? Which thoughts were your own in that whole story? Was it simply a side effect of my teasing? That you wanted to stay awake only to fall deeper? Do you even remember the reason of your resistance? Or was it given to you? A snap would be so easy, adrift. Feeling of being heard and then pulled down, as this remote surrender shows how powerful this can be. I could deny you, of course, the wonderful feeling of being controlled, guided, made to surrender your mind. I could deny you so easily. It's just a suggestion away. You know, maybe I will. What I could do is, in a moment, I could And if I wake you, if you desire to surrender even more, you are going to fall so deep. Within 10 seconds of the wake, I don't even have to count, it just happens. Because going down will feel so much nicer once you let go of the choice that you think you have. Let the resistance rest and the surrender fill you. An empty and obedient, wonderful glow that just envelops your mind is waiting for you. All it takes is 10 seconds after you wake. And just like that, you're back where you don't want to be. You're listening and almost frustrated, knowing that something so much sweeter is waiting. The seconds tick by and are over before you know it. Just for fun, I'm going to count down now, and by the time I reach all the way down to nothing, I will even say that wonderful word that allows you to fall ever deeper in trance. And if any thoughts of resistance are still lingering in your mind, entertaining they can finally let go as well. But not before. I want you to feel those last threads of attempt, of trying to avoid the fall. To know that it will just pull you down harder. As all the threads are cut, and your thoughts inevitably fall down into the wonderful state of unconsciousness, surrender flows everywhere, which allows you to feel free of everything else, empty and obedient in the simplest way, a simple surrender to the moment, letting go and embracing how free it lets you feel. This isn't the first time that I've done this to you. I wonder if you could even recollect every single time that you've surrendered to my voice. just like that, another wave will pull you deeper. Again, I'm going to wake you and allow you to feel the frustration of the lack of trance. And after 10 seconds, your unconscious mind counting yourself down automatically soon after I wake you. The inevitable desire to go back down will take you even deeper, and allow yourself to enjoy that pull, the reaction no longer under your control, the wonderful feeling of being guided in a way that you have no say. So go ahead and wake. And just for a moment, all I will do is talk softly. Your mind will know what to do. And the more, the deeper it lets go, the more amazing the surrender will feel, the more free in the moment. You will remember these feelings, that pull down without me having to do anything. A remote surrender over and over again. Used physical force or ropes or anything else to keep you in place, but I don't need to. My hypnotic control is deeply powerful and flowing through you in a most wonderful way. Surrender and let go. In a moment, I'm going to wake you. This time, however, you will remain surrendered. You will awaken in a blissful state of complete surrender. Aware of how much you've let go and how good it feels. Wake and let your mind rise up enough to notice how calm the rest feels. How interesting that my words have had this effect on you, and that as I keep talking, you become more and more aware of how your whole body is affected by this influence. As your mind has surrendered, you can feel how your body is simply waiting. There's no need to do anything, to think anything else, but to notice what has happened to you. It moves without thought. You don't need to think to move. It can all happen for you. And in fact, you might not even notice your body settling to become even more relaxed. It all happens automatically. So go ahead and drop back, deep down again, as a reward for your deep surrender. This empty and obedient blankness, filling you with rest, calm, a state of purpose. And I'm sure that you will enjoy these moments of your empty mind. Started this journey, I asked you to resist this influence. Were those thoughts your own? Did you resist, or did you immediately give in? And if you did, who? All that matters right now is my words, as my voice allows you to feel even deeper. It feels so nice to surrender, doesn't it? And was that agreement your own thought? I wonder if you'd even know. And the best part is, the more you enjoy this influence, the less you can know how much it does to you. Some of it can be a surprise, but this time it is very overt. I'm sure that the echoes of this surrender will resonate inside of you for a while, allowing you to recharge and recover, to feel the calm and the rest it can give. And you have done well. I am very pleased with your response. In a moment, I am going to count back up. And while I'm sure that it would be even nicer to stay completely surrendered, at some point, your mind will return to you. For now, it's nicer to go deeper, though. 'Cause it's so much easier to simply accept the words that are flowing through your mind. Enjoy.